Yeah, it should be, you know, that would be a lot.
Okay. So, following the description of the Hazas Apan Sir Lechata, the Torah says in Paraktes Ay Pasuk Yizayim, Chol Adam Lo Yevol Lo Yevol Lechata Vakodesh Atzeso Chibur Vado Vadeso Vad Chol Kal Yisrael. So, what seems at first glance could be just no different than any other law of the Torah, Chol Adam Lo Yevol Moed, just to point out, it doesn't, the it's not written in a classic Lashon Tzivoy form of Otiyah, it rather says Mugiyah. So, we'll see. Later on, what exactly is the significance of that formulation? So, I want to analyze basically the din of lo yadam kol adam lo yadam moed, understand it together, how exactly it applies. So first, we're just going to go through an overview of the dinei prisha that come out from this din. So the sugya starts with the Mishnah on Mem Gimel and Beis. So the Mishnah says that after the Kohen Gadol shefted his parse, he would collect the dam and the mazrik, he'd hand it to the maris, who would stir it on the rovid ravid, shebehechal, while the Kohen Gadol would go in to do avodas haketorah. So on the fact that the Mishnah says that the maris was on the rovid ravid shebehechal, the Gemara asks, v'ksiv chol adam lo yevol moed, how could the Kohen Gadol be in the heichal during the avodas haketorah if the Torah says no one is allowed to be there? So the answer is, Amar Rav Yehuda, Tani Shel Heichal, that the Mishnah is not referring to the fourth row of tiles in the Azara going into the Heichal. It's not referring to the tiles in the fourth row in the Heichal. Rather, it's referring to the fourth row in the Azara going into the Heichal. So really, the Kohen Gadol was in the Azara while the Kohen Gadol was doing the Avodas HaKetoras. Just Ara, in terms of Pshat, if he really was in the Azara, so why does the Mishnah say Heichal? So the Siach Yitzchak suggests two answers. Either it's to express Agav Orche that the reason he cannot be Bifnim in Bifnim is because of the Avodah that was taking place in the Heichal, or to emphasize that he stood close to the Heichal, so when the Kohen Gadol came out from the Heichal to take the Dam, the Maris would be right there and he wouldn't have to walk a long distance. Fine. So then the Gemara gets into the Pratim of Lo Yadam Al Moed, and we'll just go through the Gemara over here. Tan Rabbanan Kol Chodam lo yebal moed, yachol hu bazara. So you might think that this din applies even the Azara. Tamal omar, bal moed. No, it's only in the Heichal that we're not allowed to be, but you could be in the Azara. Then the Gemara says, Ainli ela ba'ol moed shiva midbar, shilo basi olam minayin. So there's a hal meaning that this din should only apply in the olam moed. We'll come back to this later, but not in the midbar shilo basi olamim. So if a rebo, if kodesh include both those places. Then the Brisa says, "Ein li'ela b'shas haktara b'shas matan dama mina ayin." That the Gemara understands for now that the pshat of the pasuk is referring to dafka to the avodas haketores, but not the matan damim. So where do we know that those also have a din of lo yadam? So tamalomar bevo lechaper. And then finally, the Brisa says, "Ein li'ela b'knisaso b'tziyaso mina ayin." Tamalomar atzei, so that the din applies from b'shas knisa. And also, b'tziyaso, from the fact that it says ad say so. What's the pasuk says ad say so? So what exactly? What's the tam lomer? What's the drasha? So the korban aron, the parish on the side of the Torah's kohenim. So he says that if the pasuk had just said b'tziyaso, so I would have thought that already once the kohen gadol begins to have akiras raglov and begins to leave the kodesh, then or the kodesh kadosh, the din priest would no longer apply. So kamash v'lon the Torah by saying ad say so did that teach us that only once the kohen gadol has completely left the Kodesh Kadashim or the Kodesh, then the Chiyuv Prisha would no longer apply. Then the Gemara asks, why do we assume that the Pasuk itself is talking about the Ketores? Right, the Gemara says, Chibar Vadova Beso, Chibar Vadova Beso, Kol Yisrael, Kaparos, Kol Hodan, fine. Armar Enli Bishal, El Bishas Haktara, Mai Mashma, Amarov, Chenor Yitzchak, Vardimi, Chenor Lazar, Amar Krav, Chibar Vadova Beso, Uvak, Kol Yisrael, Ezu, Kaparos, Shavalo, Beso, Achol Kohanim. That's why we assume the pasuk is talking about the ketores, and then everything else needs to be brought in through Josh. But then the Gemara asks, where do we see the ketores in chaperes? Gemara asks, ketores in chaperes. In the hala tani rechanina lamanu ketores shema chaperes. Shenem ar vitin es ketores echak alam. The tani reishmal ma ketores in chaperes. Alashen hara yavo darav shem chashai the chaper al maisa chashai. That when the right after the rebellion with Korach, so people were saying Lashon Hara and Lashon Aron, so Hashem sent them a geifa, and Moshe told Aaron to be Makter Ketores, And that was mechaper, that stopped the magifa. So we see that Ketores is mechaper for the chid of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says that Yavo Davar Shev Chashai v'chaper al Maise Chashai. Why is Ketores considered Chashai? So Rabbeinu Yakim here in Rashi and Zvachim says because of a din prisha, because of a din prisha, therefore it's Davar Shev Chashai. The Tos Yishanim and Tos Rosh both ask, well, the Matan Adamim also has a din prisha. So why are they any less Chashai than the Ketores? So I think what the answer is that in Chanami, meaning there, all these things are defined as chashai because of the din prisha, but there's two different truths. And either the Ketores has an additional element of chashai in the fact that there is no dibur on it, the chlal, as opposed to the matan dam that he would say he would count. And the second answer that Tosafot Yeshayahu gives is that the element of chashai that the Ketores has more than matan damim is that it's kapara, is not mefureshes dekra. So that's why we say that the Ketores is Dover Shiva Chashai, that's going to be Mechaper al Maisa Shiva Chashai. Yeah?
Didn't we already have Ibuim for Prisha for the Matan Damim? Why did there need to be another one?
Where is there another one?
I mean, why are we saying...
You're asking on the Tov
Lishon? Why? I don't understand the question in the first place. Like, why isn't it?
The Gemara says that Ketores is mechaper for Lashon Hara because Ketores is Davar Shel Chashai, so that should be mechaper for Lashon Hara, which is Davar Shel Chashai. So they're asking, why is Ketores
more Chashai
than the Matan Damim?
Maybe also the Matan Damim should be, even though their kapara is for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah, we assume that it also would
maybe could also be for Chara. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Kalim that applies the din of prisha to Ketores of Kol Shana. Right? The Gemara says Tam Hasan Parshin Din Olam Mizbech B'Shas Haktara Amar V'Lazer Lo Shana L'B'Shas Haktar DeHeichal. Oh, B'Shas Haktar L'Chanan L'Fim. So they only parsh from the Heichal, but not Mibin Olam Mizbech. And then the Gemara continues, quotes a Brisa that applies this to the Chatos Primios. That also could take place with Kol Hashanah, right? Yosi Yomer, Kishim Shepartion, Vein Ulam, Mizbeach, B'Shas Haktara, Kach Partion, B'Shas Matan, Parakod, Mashiach, Parlam Dover, Tzal Tibor, Siriei, Avodas Kachak. So what's the makor that there's a din prisha by the Chatos Penimio? So the Gemara says, on Amad Beis, Omar Mar, Kach Partion, B'Shas Matan, Parakod, Mashiach, Parlam Dover, Tzal Tibor, Siriei, Avodas Kachak, Minolan, Omar Pidas, Asya, Kapar, Kapar, Miyom Kippurim. So the Gemara seems to say that we have Xer Shava from Yom Kippur to these other chatos primos that are also mechaper. The Rambam, when he quotes this, doesn't formulate it as a gzeir shava, he formulates it as a binyan av. That there's a binyan av from Yom Kippur to any other type of kapara that the din of lo yadam should apply. Why does the Rambam formulate it as a binyan av and not as a gzeir shava? So Lech Mishnah says that the Rambam was bothered by Tosus' kasha, that Tosus asked over here in Diramaskal Asya, that when it comes to that, the gzeir shava is not really true. Because when it comes to Par Kohen Mashiach, we don't really actually find that it says Kapara. So that, the Lech Mishnah said, led the Rambam to learn that the Gemara really didn't mean a Gzeir Shavah Gomor, rather it meant a Binyanav. The Radvaz just says more Pasha that the Rambam's Girso was just Asir Kapara Miyom Kippurim, which is the Lashon of a Binyanav. Now what about the Ketores Teheichal? What's the Makar for the Din Prisha by the Ketores Teheichal? Why didn't the Gemara ask about that? So the Tosafot Yeshanim, right over here on the side of Amud Beis, asked this question. And he answers, the Yishomer came into Ketores, Havei, Davar, Shebech, Hashai, Yishlifrosh, Gam, Beshvil, Haktar, Deheicha. So, what he seems to be saying, as I understand, is that his kasha is, why didn't the Gemara also ask, what's the makor for the din prisha of Ketores, Deheicha? And to that he's saying, because we define on Amud Aleph Ketores as being a Davar, Shebech, Hashai, because of the din prisha, so we'll assume that Ketores... So that element, that aspect of Ketores Yom Kippur would also be to the Ketores of Kol Hashana. So it's like, I guess the Gemara is saying at this point they're both mechaper for Lashon Hara. So if we bring mechaper for the same thing, the Gemara says they're both Darvash of the Chashai. So the same way there's a din prisha for the Ketores Yom Kippur, there should be din prisha for Ketores Teheichal. And then if you look in the Siach Yitzchak, he says that, but the Tos Shana would agree that once you have the Gzeir Shava of Asir Kapara Kapara Miyom Kippurim, so that would also include the Ketores Teheichal as well. Also says this in the Rambam, that once the Rambam formulates this as a binyanav, so then the binyanav would include mimela, the Ketores Teheich. Fine. Then the Gemara mentions, right, the Mishnah and Kalim, and the Brisa mentions these Gzeres Terabonon. that there was a gzeir derab, that Rashi and Rifa both formulate these as gzeir derabanan, that there was also a din prisha mibein ulamas veach, as opposed to the k'taras l'fayel fem for the k'taras to heichal. So why is the k'taras to heichal more chomer in this sense? Why is the chiyah prisha for the k'taras to heichal also from mibein ulamas veach? Why is it more chomer seemingly than the k'taras l'fayel fem yom kippur? So Rifa just says very pashut, either because we're only afraid that someone's going to peer into the heichal to see the avodah, but what the Torah says in the Kodesh Kedashim is no shash like that. Or on Yom Kippur, when people have more mora for something being done in the Kodesh Kedashim, so there's not a fear that people are going to venture into the heichal. Another Gemara that indicates that the Chiyah Prisha begins already before the avodah itself is the Gemara in Zvachim on Pigil Amar Aleph. But there, the Gemara is dealing with Shitras Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that dam of a chatas that was supposed to be brought on the Zbech HaChitzon that was brought into the Heichal becomes possible, even if it wasn't actually thrown. So what's the basis for that? So the Gemara says, Tanya Eliezer Omer Nemar Kan Lachaper Vakodesh, Nemar Lahalan Chol Adam Lo Yeva Moed, Vol Lachaper Vakodesh, Malahan B'Shul Kiper, Afkam B'Shul Kiper. That just as we see that the din of Lo Yadam Bo Moed already sets in from the time that the Kohen Gadol goes in to be makter the Ketores, even before he's actually done any kapara. So too, Rabbi Eliezer held that the dam would become possible already once it has gone in to the Heichal. Fine. And then, just one more makom that highlights the Chiyah Prisha Bishas via the Torah's Kohanim. And then it says, Ein liyela b'shash, Ein liyela b'shash, Yikon as a kapar b'ketores, Minayin shekishenichol z'chapar b'dam, Talmud v'ol l'chapar, Ein liyela b'bia, Minayin af b'yitzia, Talmud v'ar b'tseiso, ad seiso. So there again, highlighting that the din of Lo Yadam doesn't apply not only during the Avodah, but also B'Shas Bia and B'Shas Yitzir. One more R regarding the application of this din is based on a comment that Rambam makes on Yates and Beis. There, the Gemara is talking about the story of the Tztuki, who was Makir the Ketores before going to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So, one version of the story has it that he died a little bit later, and then Gemara quotes the Yesh Omrim that Bitziyaso Nigev, that upon leaving, so a Malach came and smacked and killed him. So the Ritva and the Tosafot Shonim both quote the Yerushalmi that asked, how could a Malach have gone in and killed a Tztuki if there's a din of Lo Yadam Ba'amor? So the Yerushalmi answer is Amar Lohun Habasha Shenichnas Kedarko, that the din of Lo Yadam Ba'amor only applies when the Kohen Gadol is Nichnas Kedarko, which the Tosafot Shonim interprets to mean only when you come in with the proper midah of the Ketores. The Rava writes also similarly but slightly different, Shalom Nasa Ketores Kimitzvah. So, but the Yisod that comes out from both the Tosafot Shonim and the Rava is that the din of Lo Yadam would only apply if the Ketores is done properly. So the Marsha over there comments that according to the Bali's Gersa of this Maisa, that it's Bitziyoso Nigev, so there's no kashrut of how the Malachim were in the Kodesh Kedoshim and were able to kill this Stuki, because it was Dafka Bitziyoso after he left the Kodesh Kedoshim, then the din of Lo Yadam no longer applied. So according to this Marsha, it comes out that the din of Mibo Ve'ad Seiso, so if the avodah is being done in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then as soon as the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim and he's in the Heichal, the din no longer applies. And it would follow that for avodah done in the Heichal, the din preacher would apply until he's left the Heichal. Donny pointed out to me a Gemara on Nun Gilman Beis that perhaps applies differently. There the Gemara is talking about the Kohen Gadol, who was Marach the Tilaso. Right, the Gemara says on Gilman Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Ma'is B'Kohen Gadol, Echa Sheherach the Tilaso. So the Kohanim started to get worried. So Nimnu Achiv, the Kohanim, the Kohen Zacharov, Yischulim Nechasim Yosek. So they started to go in to the Heichal, and he's coming out with the Kodesh Kedosh, and Ramalom. So according to the Bavli, right, they said to him, Ibnei Ma'arach the Tilasef. So they were asking him, why did you daven for so long? The Piskei Rid has a different gersa of this story, where the Kohen Gadol asked them, what are you guys doing here? Right? What was his shiloh? So the Piskei Rid explains, so from the way that according to the Piskei Rid's gersa, you see differently than the Marsha. The Marsha said that the Bavli, according to the gersa, Bitzios Onige, if the Malach could go in as soon as the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh Kedoshim into the Heichal, whereas according to this gear, so over here, the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's marked the Tefillah in in the Heichal, but he still was asking the Kohanim, what are you guys doing here? Okay. So comes out so far that we have a din prisha b'shas haktar saktoras and shas matan damim on Yom Kippur. We have a drushin to include the chatos primos of Kol Shana, and the way that the Siach Yitzchak and the Gur Sari formulated that's including the chiyah prisha for the Ketores of Kol Shana. And the pashas is that the Ketores, the Heichal, and the chatos primos of Kol Shana also have a din prisha nivov ad seiso in addition to shas avoda. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see anyone. I assume, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Isn't the Lashon positive Lashon, not like the Marsha? Called away the all or the goal. The goal applies to all along. It doesn't apply to the first Lashon. No, it doesn't talk to the first Lashon that it's positive.
Marsha is saying once he leaves the Kodesh, I mean once he finishes the Avoda in the Kodesh Kedashim, so then there's no more.
Is he going to punctuate it or a drush in a way?
He doesn't say
anything.
Okay, so that was just the basic outline of Dinei Prisha. So what exactly is the Geder of this Din? And want to explore what is the relationship between the Chiyah Prisha on Yom Kippur and the Chiyah Prisha of Kol Shana? Is it the same din? Is there a difference? So the basic Chakira that comes out from the Sugya is as follows. Is the din of Lo Ya Adam Bo Amoid an Isser Gavra, the same way that there's an Isser on the Gavra to be Nichlas into the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kadashim, not the Tzarech Avodah, right? Which the Rambam's, the way the Rambam formulates it in Sefer HaMitzvah stems from Kedushas HaMakom, right? The Rambam says, so so Lo Yadam Amoed is just another form of that Isser. And then the question obviously would be, what is the need for the din of Lo Yadam Amoed if we already have an Isser of Yerei Kanes? Or another way of understanding the din of Lo Yadam Amoed is that it is an Isser, it's a separate, unique Isser Knisa on the Gavra, but not stemming from Kedusha Makom, but rather so that the avoda should be done alone, or it's not the din of Lo Yadam Amoed is not a separate Isser Gavra, a separate Isser Knisa, but rather Lo Yadam is megala that a tnai, a prat in the avoda sakatoris, in the avoda samatan damim, is that they should be done alone, but it's not a specific azar, and that chakir really impacts the basic understanding of Lo Yah. Is it a lashon sivoi telling us not to go in there, or no? The pasuk is just describing a mitzias. And that no one is there during the avodah. I mean, you may know we're not supposed to go in. So the Rav and Rav Yochanan Shul Karlau both approach this shaila from the question of why don't any of the Monei Mitzvos count a lab of Lo Yadam Bo Amoed. So that led them to conclude, and in Mivnei Rav, Rav Shechter brings it down that Rav Moshe said this perhaps Rav Chaim liked it. So Rav Moshe and Rav Yochanan Pishpah both concluded that there must be from the fact that the Monei Mitzvahs don't count. There's no specific Isser on the Gavra to go into the Olmoed Shas Avodah. Rather, no, it's a Tnai, it's a Prat in the Avodah Sakatoras that it needs to be done Dafka when no one is there. Rav Salvezer called it a Kiyum in the Avodah that it has to be done in a state where no one is there. So what are the Rayos? So number one is what we said before, is that the Monei Mitzvos didn't count it as a separate law. And furthermore, the Rav pointed out that the Rambam does not mention the Chiyah Prisha in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, where it would belong if it was a separate Isser Knisa. Rather, he only mentions it in Avodas Yom Kippurim and Tminah Musafim. Second, Rav Yochanan Pishul Perel is Medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah in Kalim that says Parshin Yivena Ulam Mizveah Peshasak Tara, and it doesn't say Asra Liyos Yivena Ulam Mizveah Peshasak Tara. And if you look in the Rambam also, he never uses a Lashon of Isser. In both places, he only uses a Lashon of Parshin. And then the third Raya, and this is what the Rav calls a Raya Tzuma, it's from the Yerushalmi, quoted earlier on Lamates on the Beis, in Tosfos Yerushalmim, right, regarding the story of Shimon HaTzadik, right, that the Gemara said that Shimon HaTzadik, he was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years, and then he said, last year, he said, now I'm going to die. They asked him how he knew, because, right, Chol Shana B'Shana, Shayisi Nechlas, Reis Kodesh Kodashim, Hayizaki nechel lavash levanim v'atuf levanim nechasimi v'yotimi v'shanazim nechasimi v'yotimi. Fine. So he reported that a malach would come into the Kodesh Kedashim every single year. So the Yerushalmi asked, "Bo'on kamei Rav Avoh v'ksiv chol adam li'ol b'moed v'vol l'chaver kodesh atzeis v'afil osin shukas v'hen v'duos p'neihem p'nei adam li'ol b'moed." Right? That malachim can't be in the Kodesh Kedashim. So the Yerushalmi answers that it was Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. So both the Rav Yochanan Shapiro and the Rav said that if it would be that lo'ya adam was a separate, unique Isser Gavra, then how could it include malachim? No list of Torah of malachim and sharis. They don't have Azaris. They're not included. They're not included in the Targum Mitzvos. So what's the reboy in the Rishalmi for malachim? So it must be that lo'ya adam is not a separate Isser Knisa on the Gavra. Rather, it's a gala, tiny avoda, is that it must be done in the presence of no other person. And we may let no one else even a mouth. Fine. However, I think there are a number of Rishonim that indicate that it's not just Lo Yadam is not just being Megala Tanai Neavoda, but rather they view it as a separatist of God. First, we'll start with Rashi. Rashi in two places, I think, formulates very clearly that it's a separate law. First, on the Dalam of Bez. When the Gemara is in the whole sugya of whether the Ulam and the Hechar are the same Kedusha as not, or not. So Rashi says, in Dira Masl, Kedusha's Hechar, Ulam Chari, he says, Ulam Rami Almoy Nikri, Avid Archak, Alif, Rosh, Yvain Ulam is Behak, Prishal Chalazara, Dilma Ail Ulam, Avar, Aloya Ba Almoy. Rashi says that there's a chash that a person would go into the Hechar during the Avodah and violate a lav of Loya Adam Ba Almoy, seemingly viewing it as a separate Knesset. And then, in Zvachim, going back on the Gemara we quoted before, Rashi says, "Ma'alham vol chaver mashem tchilas biyasam chaver huzru chavera." Right? He formally says huzru chavera, implying that there's a hazara on the kohanim, on the am, to go into the heichal b'shas avot. So how would Rashi understand the Yerushalmi? So you could say it's a machlokes b'avu Yerushalmi. You could say the Yerushalmi understands that lo ya adam is a tani avoda, whereas the Bavli use it as a separate Isser Knesset. I was just thinking this morning that according to the Marsha, it would work out nicely, because according to the Marsha, it was only the Yerushalmi that said that the Malach went into the Heichal. Right, the Yerushalmi said the reason why the Malach was able to go into the Heichal, to the Kodesh Kedashim to kill the Tztuki is because the Ketoros wasn't done Kimitzvasa. So if you say that Lo Ya Adam is a Tanei Avoda, so we may, if the Avoda wasn't done, was already possible, so what's the, there's no point for, there's no restriction, no Isser. There's no reason not to go in. But according to the Marsha's understanding of the Bavli, that was Dafka Bitsiyoso Nigeh, it was only after Malach, even though the Avoda wasn't done properly, Malachim still couldn't go in. It was only once he left, so then maybe indicates that, no, it's separate Isser Knisa because of Yishus HaMakom. And even if that voter wasn't done properly, he still wouldn't be able to go. That's one possibility. Or you could say that there's two dinim. Rashi will say the pasuk trying the pasuk is lo yadam is that there's an isser on the gavra, and then the Yerushalmi through a riboy of kol adam that teaches us that there's another din that the avoda has to be done b'chashai. Or thinking you could just say more pasuk. Rashi will learn that lo yadam amoid is an isser gavra not stemming from kedushas hamakom, rather, so that the avodah is done alone. So, since the Isser Lo Yadam is stemming from the fact that the avodah should be done alone, we see that the avodah is supposed to be done alone. So, even though Malachim can't have, Malachim could still have instructions to be told not to do things, right? The Gemara later on says that one of the reasons why it's called Azazel is because of two Malachim who did Arayos. So, you see that Malachim, there's a concept of Malachim doing Veros, I guess. So, fine, so there's a din on the Isser Knisa on the Gavra, Lo Yadam Amoid, and then the Malachim also, so that we tell him to stay away. Fine. This understanding of Lo Yadam being a separate lav, I think, is also mashma in two Tosas and Shadas. Yeah. Yeah.
Just repeat that last word for a second. I'm not sure I got it.
That Rashi will say that there's one din, there's an Isser of Knisa, the Shas Avoda. It's not stemming from Kedushas HaMakom, but stemming from the fact that the Avoda should be done alone. So since the Yisod of the Lav is that the Avoda should be done alone, so then Mimel also Malachim shouldn't going. But not actually, not saying that, you don't have to say that at the time, the avoda, to exclude
Malach.
Right.
You see, the Malach wasn't over that bear, but...
Right, next time he's not over that bear, right? But we see from that bear that even Malachim shouldn't be going. Okay. So the Tosos by us, also in Tosos and Shuas, had the same kasha on one of the drushes in the Gemara, right, when the Gemara said that not for the drush, the din would only apply to the Olamoyshim in the bar, and we needed a reboy to include Shiloh and Beis Olam. So Tosos asked, and Tosos Shonim asked, why is our Gemara different than the Gemara's of the Pesul of Shonim Belevim, or Shchitas, or Shalom Shachin Kodim Sichas Lasos, where there the Gemara didn't need any reboy to include both the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. They assume whatever would apply to the Mishkan would apply to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosos and Shuas and Tosos Shonim by us both quote from Rebbeinu Chaim, from Reb Chaim Kohn, toward the bottom of the Tosafot Shanim. So Reb Chaim Kohn says, "Ani shamati b'shem Reb Chaim halchecha shadavar eno tali b'kedushas hamakom gam parakam dechulun shein sham el shir p'tichas losos milosam v'hi de erivin yemari p'tichas losos ahechal v'ena tam tali b'kedusha nearly shapir mechadkra alah hani de mechelvin adeshuos adesota kulu tuyos p'tichas hamakom." So Reb Chaim Kohn says that any time that the din is telling Dushan Makom, so there we can't assume just because it applies to the Mishkan, it would apply to the Mikdash, and we'll need a separate reboy. So you see from the Tosafot Shonim is that he's formulating the din of Lo Yadam B'Moed as stemming from the fact that stemming from Dushan Makom. Then again on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, right, the Gemara is dealing there with why we need two Psukim to tell us of the din of Malei Asham. So Rav Sheshes answers, Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein li ela olamoid, shem b'midbar, shiul beis olam minayin, tam olomer v'chisa. We need two Malayoshim to tell us that it applies not only to the olamoid, shem b'midbar, but also to shiul beis olam. So the Gemara asks, Hai mi v'chein yas olamoid, hashochi yitamna. So, right? We have this pasuk that says, whatever the Seder Avodah was, wherever the Shechin is, you do the same Seder Avodah that was done in the Mishkan, where the Shechin is then. So I don't need Malayoshim, I don't need a separate pasuk for Malayoshim. So the Tosafot Shonim there asks, right? Le'el lo shaykh lakshuri hachi, gabi mechol adam lo yom amoid, in li yom amoid shen amimbar, v'chulei, right? Why not, by our Gemara, why didn't the Gemara say that the din of lo yom adam should also be included in v'chein yaseh? So why? So the Tosafot Shonim answered, el ba, the hachol omari el ba zos faktaros. That this pasuk, the pasuk of v'chein yaseh lo amoid, is referring to the zos and the haktaros, not prisha. And he says further, "Oh, the v'chein yaseh mashma asiya of lo yia eno ella eno lo yaseh." So, if it would be like what the Rav says and Rishon Pishrapila that lo yia adam is a tnai in the avodah, it's a part of the avodah should be done. So then it should be included. Why should it? You think it should be included in the v'chein lo yaseh? Part of the asiya of lazos and the ketores is that they have to be done with no one there. The fact that the Tosafot Shonim is saying it wouldn't be included in the Chen Lo Yaseh because that's talking about the Azara of the Torah, separating it from Lo Ya Adam, implying, again, Lashitaso from Mendal, that it's not the din in the Avodah, but rather stemming from Kedushas HaMakom. Sorry. And then another Rishon who formulates Lo Ya Adam as a separate Oster Knesa is the Me'iri. I think I put that on the Marokoma sheet. The Me'iri just simply asks, once you already have a lav of Biarikonis, what's the need for Lo Yadam at all? Typically, that should be Asarik Mishom Biarikonis. And just to note that the Guru Asari also asked a similar question. He says that, why do we need a lav of Kol Adam Lamoid if we already have an Isra Biarikonis in the Hechal Shalot Tzorach? I mean, if you'll say that the Avodah Shal Kol Yom, a Kohen Had Yokidu, and nope, those are the Tovus Aneros and the Trim Sedeshim, so those are at the beginning. And the other day, after the Avodas Hayom. So there's no point during that Avodas Hayom that you're ever going to need a Kohen Hedyot to be going in. So what need is there for a din of an Isra of Lo Yadam Amoid if we already have Yisra Mishon B'Yirei Kana? So Me'iri gives two answers. So he says, Efshar She'en L'chayev El B'Derech B'Ya, Rotzlamar Derech Pesach HaMizrach, that when it comes to the law of B'Yirei Kana, it's possible you're only Yirmi Chayiv if you come in Derech Bia. Derech Pesach HaMizrach. Bar Nichmas. Derech Gagasifu Paspasin. Rotzalam Rapsachim Tanim. Shavitei Azar. Then you be Potter. Ubal Ashmein Shavashazu. Mi'a Lo Yikonis B'Shum Potim. And then Lo Ya Adam Lo Yadam Omoid is a din on top of that to say that no, even if you would come in to the Heichal in a non-Bia manner, you would still be Chayiv. Or, Shema Bola Hazri, the Khanis Avatar Chavoda, Gom Hafnes has a Machlik. So, Neri assumes that there wouldn't be, I guess the Lachs Hamach is not an Avoda, that there would be, it would be okay for the Kohen Hedyo to do it. And that's why you would think that that would be possible for a Kohen Hedyo to go in during the Avoda Sayom. But Leo Adam would tell you that you can't even do that. The Rav thought that Meiri was, that the Kash of the Meiri was arrived for his pshat, right? That since we already have a lot of beer Konis, that's telling me I can't grin Shlod Sarah. So the fact that the Torah still says Loya Adam indicates that it's something else. It's a Tani Avoda. And the Rav thought that's what the Meiri is changing from Havmiya to Maskana, meaning the reason why Loya Adam would include even Shlod Kederach Bia or even Letzarech Avoda would be because once it's a Tani Avoda, so then it wouldn't matter how you got in, or even if it was Letzarech. Fine. So far, we have three Gdarim of Lo Yadam Omoid. We have the Rambam, the other Moni Amitzvos. The way that the Rav explained is that Lo Yeh is Megala, that the Avoda has to be done with no one else there. It's a Din the Avoda. I mean, male, you know, it's Aser for anyone to go in. Otherwise, you pogim the Avoda. Then we suggested for Rashi that he learns that Lo Yeh is a separate lav in order that the Avoda should be done alone. And then we have the Tosi Shanim and Meiri understanding that Lo Yeh Adam is a separate lav stemming from Kedushas HaMakom. Right. So then the Rav and other Achronim have major kasha on both our Sugya here and the Sugya in Zvachim. Right? From our Sugya here and the Sugya in Zvachim, it came out that Lo Yeh Adam is a din that already starts from Shas Knisa of the Kohen Gadol, the Vol L'Chaper, even before the Avoda actually starts. And the Pashtus, when the Gemara learned that, is the din of Lo Yeh Adam from the Ketores and Yom Kippur to the other Avodos, he was saying the same thing. The same way there's a din Prisha Mishas Knisa by the Avodah Yom Kippurim, so too for Ketores Heichal and the Chatos Pinimis. But the Rav pointed out there are a number of Mishnayos and Tomei that imply the opposite, imply that there is no Chiyu Prisha Mishas Knisa for the Ketores Heichal. The first is the Mishnah Tomei Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah describes how the Maktir, the Kohen Hedyot, who was coming into the Heichal to Maktir the Ketores, so that he would move the calf from the bazeh holding the Ketores, and then right, Nosel Ovo Krovo in the Heichal with him, right, and the other Kohen would pour the Ketores onto his hand for him to put on the Mizbeach. So what you see from the Mishnah, Pashat the Mishnah, is that the Maktir was accompanied by someone else into the Heichal. But if Lo Yeh Adam tells you that no one else is allowed to be there, besides the one who's actually doing the Avodah, so how could he have been accompanied? And then the Mishnah, in the next Mishnah, Tavid, also is Mashmah that the Chiyah Prisha did not set in Mishas Knisa. The Mishnah says, Lo Hayah Maktir, Ad Sheh Muna Omer Lo Haktir. Im Hayah Kohen Gadol Hamuna Omer, Ishi Kohen Gadol Lo Haktir. Hershraam kikter v'shach haviyot. So the Pashat Pshat of the Mishnah again is that they only would only be Porish. They were already Porish after he came in, and after they were Porish, then he was Maktir. But from the time of Shas Knisa, they were still had not been Porish. So how do these Mishnahs fit with our sugya and imply that the din of Lo Yeh Adam already starts from Shas Knisa? Yeah. You want to say that they were already...
No. It would be usher to be in the Heichal from...
So why doesn't the Mishnah describe that?
They don't need an announcement. It's more likely they're going to make a mistake by the only staff. They need an announcement.
Okay. Okay, fine. So what the Rav said is that you see that the chiluk, that you see that there must be the chiluk between the din of Lo Yeh Adam Omoi by Yom Kippurim in contrast to the din of Lo Yeh Adam by Ketores Deicha. That only by the Avodas Yom Kippurim is there a Chiyah Prisha Mishas Knisa, but by the Ketores Deicha, so the Chiyah Prisha would only apply Bishas Avodah. So how could that be if the Chiyah Prisha for the Azaz Dam and the Ketores Deicha learn from Avodas Yom Kippurim? So the Chor of the Pshat is that when you go back to the Limud is what? Yalif kapara kapara. We're saying that the kaparas parkoy Mashiach is equal to the kapara of Yom Kippurim. So just as there is a by the kaparas Yom Kippurim, there's a din that it must be done when no one else there. So too the kapara matan damim should be done when no one else there. But just the kapara, right? The din of Shas Knisa that we learned out from Yivovad say so that the Gemara never learned out to the other avodas. So why should that be? What's the basis for that chiluk? So the Rav explained that this chiluk stems from the fact that the Gemara is telling us through the drasha of Yivovad say so that it's not only the avoda itself that was significant in Yom Kippur, but even the bios and the itzius of the Kohen Gadol were in themselves a formal part of the avodas hayom. They were cumin the avodas hayom. In contrast to the bios yitzios of Kol Shana. The Rav says that Kol Shana, it didn't matter how there's no din, formal din that the makter needed to enter the heichal to do the ketores. He's just as nifas yotze, he tims it to the avoda, even if he would come in derech gagan, so that wouldn't create a reisa at all. It wouldn't matter. All he needed to do was the avoda. But in Yom Kippur, since the knis and the yitzio have an integral role in being part of the avodas hayom, therefore the aprisha is already applicable from Shas Knisa. What are the riots for this? So the Rav first pointed to a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara is dealing with whether Yitzia Derech Achar or Shmei Yitzia, and the Gemara proves that Yitzia Derech Achar or Shmei Yitzia from Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
How are you spending my Tzachim according to this?
You have to say it's talking about Yom Kippur. No, it's learning to that, but it's learning.
Right.
It's just saying that Lo Yadam is an example of where there's even though Shalom Kippur, the din still applies.
Does the din Kol Shana of Prisha for Matatel apply to Shalom Kippur or not?
According to the Rav, there's only a din Prisha Mishas Knisa on Yom Kippur.
Right. What does the Gemara Zvachim mean?
The Gemara in Zvachim
says that Yom Kippur is talking about Shalom Kippur, so Pyram is and so I'm not talking about Shalom Kippur. What does that mean?
The Gemara is just saying that the dam becomes possible already from when it's brought into the Heichal, even if it wasn't yet in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, that was that.
So you can't, if it's one drasha and two ketores, you can't now say, we only learn ketores Kol Shana to some halachas of this thing, but ketores, Yom Kippur has all the difference.
Right, that the CFP has explained, Tosha Shana was only asking why, if you read Tosha Shana, he's only asking why the Gemara also didn't ask what the makar is for ketores to Heifa. But the maskana, he says, it's from Yalav Kapar Kapar. And definitely from the Rambam, the Rambam says it's the fairs.
Kippur.
Yeah.
It says
Shalom
Kippur. It says no kapara and still the Kippur. It says not. Gemara
Zachim,
I think, is telling you whether
Shai
Kapara or not Shai
Kapara,
he's still a
Kippur. No, the Gemara says even though he hasn't done anything, right? He's just coming in. So there's a din of Lo Yadam. The Rav's not saying that the walking in is part of the kapara. He's saying that the walking in, the bia, is a kiyum in the avodas hayom itself, and the prisha, the chi of prisha. What?
It,
no.
It's not called kapara.
Right. The Rav's not saying it's kapara. Right. But he's not. the Chiyu Prisha, the Rav saying the Chiyu Prisha is not stemming from the fact that it is Makaper. It's stemming from the fact that it's a Kiyum and Nevo Sayyam. I mean, the Rav saying there's Mibobat say so, and then there's Makaper. He's saying that there's the Drush from the Gemara teaching us two different deals. I mean, when the Gemara is a separate Drush, and the other, the Kinsas, Vitsas, Minayan. So that's teaching you what? There's a separate Chiyu Prisha as a result of the Biyavitiyah being a Kiyum and Nevo Sayyam, as opposed to L'chaper, which is teaching me a Chiyu Prisha specifically that the Avodah should be done alone. And that the Gemara learns out to Avodah Kol Shana. Yeah? Yeah, so the Rav's first rise from Gorn, Kulin, that the Gemara says it. So the Gemara says that we know the Yetziah Derech HaChorav is Shmei Yetziah from the fact that that's what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippurim. So the Rav says the fact that we have to say that the Yetziah Derech HaChorav is Shmei Yetziah in order to explain why the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do it shows you that there is a formal Yetziah that's required on Yom Kippur. You can't just go out in any Derech Gagan or any other manner. Needs to be that the Yetziah Derech HaChorav is Shmei Yetziah in order to be Yoti that way. Then,
If you're asking what the Rav Lachan is, I think that he would believe that. Whether or not, then you have to accept that.
Right. Then the Rav took this a step further to say that Mibobat Seiso is not just teaching me that the Bios, the Yitzios, are human Nevoda Seyom, but the Shehiyah of the Kohen Gadol, just the Shehiyah in the Kodesh Kodashim, on Yom Kippur, is a Kiyum Nevoda Seyom. He pointed out that when it comes to the Avodah Kol Hashana, so there's always, the Kohen always do Hishtachavoya after the Avodah. Yet, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we don't find in the Seder any mention of Hishtachavaya. So why is that? So the Rav explained that Mibovat Seifso is teaching us that even the moments that he's not actually doing the Avodah, he's just being Shoa in the Kodesh Kedashim, he is being Mekayim Shehiyah in the Kodesh Kedashim as part of the Avodah Siyom HaKippurim. So for him to do Hishtachavaya would be a break in that Kim of Shehiyah. Mimele he can't do Hishtachavaya. And then the Rav took this a step further to apply it to the din of Mamal Yashan. That in contrast to Ketores of Kol Hashana, where the din is as soon as it's, you put the Ketores on the fire, so that's when the mitzvah of the Ketores ends. By Yom Kippur, we find that the din was Mamal Yashan Viyotze, only after it was Mamal Yashan. So the Rav understood that the need to wait and to leave the Kodesh Kedashim until it's Mamal Yashan is a key in this Shehiyah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It's a shear in how long the Kohen Gadol must be Shoah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now just know that the Brisker Rav, in the back of the Brisker Rav, this whole Mahath of the Rav is written up in Igros HaGrid, a letter they wrote to his uncle. So the Brisker Rav didn't like that. He felt that, Chad will expand on this on Thursday, but he felt that Mal Yashan, no, is a din, it's a kim in the Ketores. That Ketores of Kol Shana is just with Nesina Aleish, but the Ketores of Yom Kippurim has Nesina Aleish, and also this aspect of Mal Yashan, it's not a din in the Shehiyah. Right. Fine. So what comes out from the Rav's Mahal is that the Rav was saying that the din of Lo Ya'adam Amoyed is a t'nai in the Avodah, that the Avodah should be done alone. The Chiyu Prisha is stemming from the fact that the Avodah should be done alone. So the Bios V'Yetzios on Yom Kippur, where are not just Stam Bios V'Yetzios, they are part of the Seder Avodah Sayyam. Also, will lend themselves to having a din prisha. In contrast to the Kol Hashana, where it's only the avoda of the Ketores De'echal that's mechayev din prisha. But the bias v'yitzios don't have any formal kiyumim, so mimele there's no din prisha. For Rashi, who learned that we suggested Rashi, we learned that lo ye'adam is an iser that the avoda should be done alone. So we'll say that on Yom Kippur, when the knisa is part of the avoda sayyob, so we'll say that there's an iser knisa for anyone else to be there while he is fulfilling this kiyum in avoda sayyob. And then one other mahalach I think you could suggest, with, differently than the Rav, without saying the Rav's whole approach that the bios v'yitzios are kiyum in the avodas hayom is based on a comment of the Barbanel. The Rav Yochanan Fischel Perlau, when he's going through this whole sugya, he quotes in a Barbanel who writes the following about the din of lo yadam. The Barbanel says, "Hinei tiva kodesh baruch hu shekol adam lo yeh ba'omoi bo lechapi ba'kodesh ad say so. Lo says hevdo madrega lekohen gadol lach v'kohanim." That lo yadam is highlighting the madrega of the kohen gadol. So Yochum Fischel Perle asks on this barmnel, it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara learns out the din of lo yadam to ketores to heichal the chatos primos that take place called shana. You had a kohen hedyo doing those things. So how does lo yadam express anyway milas kohen gadol? But we could suggest, according to what the Rav is saying, that there's two dinim of lo yadam. There's a din in the bios v'yitzios, and there's a din in the avoda itself. That yes, the din of lo yadam that the avoda should be done alone. So that's the same Yom Kippur and Kol Hashana. But the din prisha that applies even b'shas bios v'yitzios, that's unique to Yom Kippur. That's highlighting the fact that it's only the kohen gadol is coming in to do the avoda sayom, and that lav could express ma'as kohen gadol. And you can take this a step further to explain that's really the basis for the yisod of the rub. The reason why the bios, the yitzios of the kohen gadol are a kiyum in the avodas hayom is, going back to Rebbe's chagura from the beginning of the year, to highlight that the kohen gadol, he is someone who exemplifies complete dedication to avoda. So everything that he does, it's not happenstance. Even his bios, the yitzios, it's all geared, directed towards avoda. So I want to take this yisod one step further to see how it plays out with Hotzas Kachumach. So it begins with a Svasemes, going back to the Gemara in Lam Testament Beis, to the Gemara of Shimon HaTzadik, where the Tovah Yisharim quote that Yerushalmi that asked how could a Kohen Malach accompany Shimon HaTzadik into the Kodesh Kedoshim if there's a Din of Lo Yadam Omoid. So the Yerushalmi answered it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sfas Emes asks, or he's mayor, I guess he's explaining why the Baal, he wasn't bothered by this, so the Sfas Emes says, V'yish l'omar, V'kein ha'yo b'shah she'nichlas ben arabayim m'hotzi kaf u'machta, da'zeh lo koi haikra. That Pasha, the reason why the Malach could go into the Kodesh Kedoshim with Shem HaTzadik is because he was going in, this is talking about when he's going to the Kodesh Kedoshim ben arabayim, to be moti kafu machta, and the Sfas Emes assumes that the din of lo yadam would not apply b'shas hotzas kafu machta, presumably because hotzas kafu machta is not part of the kapara, it's not included in l'chaper, so maybe there should be no din of lo yadam. So I just want to analyze that assumption the Sfas Emes makes, that hotzas kafu machta should not apply, that lo yadam should not apply to hotzas kafu machta, and see what is the Rishonim say about the gather of hotzas kafu machta. So Rav Yoshev in his Aros over there responds to this Sfas Emes, and he doesn't think the Sfas Emes is so murchach. He says that the Pashtus, you're right, Hatzas Kachamachta is just Silik Ba'alma, but yet there's they love him, there's Kiddush Daim Raglaim for it, indicating that it is some type of avoda. So Rav Yoshev suggests that it must be that since Hatzas Kachamachta are coming to take the Kachamachta which are from the Ketores, so you could say that Hotzas Kafu Machta is connected to the Ketores as that it's a gemar or culmination of the Ketores. So what Rav Yashif seems to be saying is that while the Sfas Emes assumed that Lo Yadam should not apply to Hotzas Kafu Machta since it's not part of the Kapara at all, Rav Yashif is suggesting that no, if you formulate Hotzas Kafu Machta as being a gemar of the Ketores, which is Avodah Mechaperes, it's just the final step of the Ketores, so we could say that Lo Yadam should apply to it. So this Har of Yashiv, it seems like a big chiddush. It's really not so clear in the Rishonim where he's coming from. There is a Guraya, so I might be saying a similar idea. Put that on the Marmos Komos, right? The Guraya calls it a Tashlum of Avodas Hayom, Shavodas Haponim. And then the end he says, Rach Shaifla, Moshe Shalfanel, the Hanukkah Torah. Also, you know, you're in that direction of Otsas Kachamachta being a Hemshech of the Ketores. But I think there's a comment in the Tosfos Yontif that I think might help in understanding better where Rabbi Yosef is coming from. So, by the regarding the getter of Otsas Kachamachta, so the Ramban is very, the Ramban al Torah and the Ramban on Daf Ayin and Yuma is very clear that it's not an Avodah B'chal. Right? There's a Machol Gezushonim. When it comes to Hatzos Kachamachta, which is done after Ayil Velam, so did we do it? Did we delay it till after Tomas Shalvan Arvayim, but before the Ketores? Or no, it was done right after Ayil Velam, before the Tomas Shalvan Arvayim. So Rashi and the Gaonim learn that it was done right after Ayil Velam, before the Tomid. But the Ramban writes based on Yerushalmi that no, we delay Hatzos Kachamachta until way after the Tomas Shalvan Arvayim. And so what's the reason? So the Ramban writes, Adam Bazeh. Ramban says that Hotzas Kafumachta doesn't have any particular significance in and of itself. It's not an avoda. It's something, he seems to say, something that we have to do. On Daf Ayin, he calls it Shiare Avoda. And better to take care of the more important Maisayom first. So we push it off into the end. But Maisa, we have to do five Tfilos, so we do it before the Ketores Shalvein Arvayim. So if you look in the Ramban, when he writes that this is the Seder of Avodas Hayom, that the Hatzos Kachamachta is after the Tomas Shalvein Arvayim, he also writes, V'chein Kasav Aram. So you could learn the Ramban is saying that the same way the Ram agrees with him, that Hatzos Kachamachta is done after the Tomas Shalvein Arvayim, it's also because he understands, like the Ramban, that it's not an Avoda. But there is a comment in the Tosfos Yontif, where he has a different shot in this Rambam that puts, right, I guess, more of a positive spin on the delay of Otsas Kachamachta according to the Rambam. Tosfos Yontif writes, of the Rambam Nichos, Shifar Nase Atam and Kodom Otsas Kachamachta, of Seder HaMishnah Kavase Daika, the Tam, Kedim Asa Atam, of Yichor Otsas Kach, nearly the Savar de Mitzvah Shish Aru Kleak Torres Bedvir, Kol Kamash Yuchal Lachru Sholos El Sham. So Tosfos Yontif there doesn't elaborate where he's really coming from, but he's saying that part of what he seems to be saying is that part of the mitzvah of the Ketores is that the Klei Ketores should be in there as long as possible. And if that is the case, I think that gives more room for Lo Yashiv to say that Otsas Kachamachta could be a gemar of the Ketores if, in fact, there had been a mitzvah that they, this dafka mitzvah, sheyishar Klei Ketores, kol kama sheyuchal, within the Rambam. Fine. So while we have the Ramban learning Otsas Kachamachta is not an avodah, and maybe or maybe not the Rambam as well, there are Rishonim who do seem to elevate the status of Hotzas Kachamachta. Tosos on the bottom and down of the days, when the Gemara, right, the Mishnah said that the Machta used during the year was different than that the Machta Yom Kippur had a Niyashtik. So what is a Niyashtik? So the Riva says, right, the Riva says near the Riva ke'in nartik shor is this leather sleeve also yisav biyado shal Machta lechos bashal yichve mishum dechol cleave. Right, it got very hot. And then at the end he says, "Very fika chayyad tzarich hayom nartik yosim b'shar yom v'fishayu b'chom shoyim b'machtas mamruba adshi shahaisa chamruba v'shum oti osam she achs me'avodos hotzas kafu machta." See, Tosfos calls hotzas kafu machta one of the avodos. Rashi also seems to take it a step up from the Ramban's definition. Rashi calls it avodos silik. On Sof Dalet Amud Beis, when the Gemara is discussing whether it's zaras chayav misa for Avodah Silik or Avodah Matana. So if you look in Rashi on Chatal and Mabez, Dira Maskal, Avodah Silik. So what's the example Rashi gives of Avodah Silik? Rashi writes, Gigon Hotzas Kafu Machta. So we see Rashi is Magdi Hotzas Kafu Machta as Avodah Silik. And then again, Amamed Heim Mabez, right? The Mishnah said that the Big Day Lovan Shal Shachar had a finer quality of material than the Begadim Shalvein Arvayim. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yechezkel that learns that brings that acherim pchusim mehem. So what's the reason why the Begadim Shalvein Arvayim should be of lower quality? So Rashi writes, lo pchusim mehem lefi shavod rishonah chashuvim mechaper as a zu eno elu fanos samakom shein kovet shumunachim shal mefikach shina kasuv vibegadim Lepachos. And then the Gemara says that you could use Ksonesh Asa Imo for Avodas Yachid. What's Avodas Yachid? Rashi says, Assuming what Rashi means, it's not needed for the kapara of the tzibor, like he said in the previous Rashi. But then, what did the Gemara say? Even though you can use a ksones, shasi imo, still you have to be moister to the tzibor. Why? Meaning, at the end of the day, right, Rashi seems to be saying, it's still part of avodas yom kippur. So Rashi seems to say, he's saying more than the Ramban, it's not nothing, it's not shirei avodah, it's an avodah siluk that is part of the avodah sayom. This comes out again, the Ramban quotes, directly argues on Rashi, on Daf Ayin, when Rashi on Daf Samet, probably when the Gemara is discussing the Seder of Yom Kippur, so on Daf Samet, right, the Brisa says in the Gemara right after the Mishnah, "Kol Ma'aseh Yom Kippur, Amar Aseder Mihikta Ma'aseh L'Chaver La'Asok Kol." So it's Machlokas Yud and Nechemya. What exactly that means? Nechemya says, "Amed Dvar Amurim, the Dvar Manasim Bigdei Lavan, Vein Befin Vein Mechutz, Avol Dvar Manasim Bigdei Zav Vein Mechutz, Masha Asa Asa." So what is Rashi right? What's the example of Dvar Manasim Bigdei Lavan Mechutz that you're Mashanah the Seder? So Rashi says, "Kigon Eil Vel Av Shehikdim Lahen Hutzas Kafu Machta Ein Ma'akin Lav Lifsol." So Ramban and Daf Ayin says, oh, the Mashmah from Rashi, that if I was Mishanah the Seder of Otzas Kafa Machta with Big Day Lavan, then it would be Ma'akiv Lipsol. And Ramban doesn't like that. He says, here he quotes it, he says it's against the Tosefta, but he says, no, you can never say that Otzas Kafa Machta, whatever, any Shinui in the Seder of Otzas Kafa Machta would ever be Ma'akiv Lipsol. He says there's no concept of Mukdam and Ucher by Otzas Kafa Machta. Again, I think that's Rashi and Ramban Lashitasam. Ramban viewing this not as a vote at all, and therefore having no impact on the Seder of Avodah Sayom. But Rashi, who defines it as a vote of Siluk, and as we saw, was Magir as part of Avodah Sayom, would say that it could have some impact on the Seder of Avodah.
I didn't understand Tosas about this. Do you think he thinks about Tzas Kafam Akhtas?
So he doesn't need to say, like Rav Yashiv, he could just say that the Mitzvah of the Torah
Extends,
and
as long as the kalim are there, but
right.
It does sound like the otzah is outside, or you don't think so.
I wasn't sure. I thought Rav Yashiv needed the Tosas Yantif more than the Tosas Yantif needs Rav Yashiv. Meaning, for Rav Yashiv to say it's a gemar, you need to say. I mean, it's that it's been continuing until now. It's not mitzvah mitzvahs, but
right. I'm saying
it could be that Tosas Yantif would say like Rashi
does
extend
it.
It
extends
right.
It from until the Tosman that you leave. Kalim there, that's why you're right. Leaving there as much talk because you want to extend it, but it doesn't
right.
Sound like
it doesn't though. That wouldn't necessarily say that Toskaf Makhta is now.
It sounds Tafka the opposite,
right?
Because that's why you want to wait till as long
right.
As possible
now,
to take it out because that's, that's when it terminates.
Right.
Mode, so
right.
Pashas, that's like Ramban.
Right. Okay, so coming back to the Sasemis, right? So the Sasemis said. That the reason why the Bali wasn't bothered by this Charlotte, how the mouth can go in with Shimon HaTzadik, because we could say it's during Otzas Kafa Machta, which Lo Yadam wouldn't apply. And Rabbi Yashiv wanted to suggest to in response to this Sasemis that no, we could somehow formulate Otzas Kafa Machta is part of the Kapara, but Rabbi Yashiv doesn't fit with Ramban, and he doesn't fit with Rashi as well. I think according to the Rav's Mahalach, we could say that no, even for Rashi, who understands Hotzas Kafa Machta is a Voda Siluk, we still could explain how Lo Yadam would apply, because if the Bios V'Yitzios, meaning independent of the Avoda itself, whether it's part of the Kapara or not, but if the Bia V'Yitzia are Kiyumim, the Avoda Sayom, then the Din Prisha that extends from those Bios V'Yitzios should apply as well. So there should be a din of Lo Ya'adam by Otzas. There would be a din of Lo Ya'adam by Otzas Kafa Machta, even if we assume it's not part of the Kapara, because the Bia V'Yitzia into the Kodesh Kadashim for Otzas Kafa Machta is part of Avodah Sayom. And I wanted to bring a ride for that from Rashi and Chulin. Going back to Mar and Chulin, Yodam Abayz, right, one of the Rav's major raya that the Yitzia on Yom Kippur is a formal kim in Avodah Sayom was from the Gemara and Chulin saying that the Yitzia there in Chorav, the Shnei Yitzia from the Kohen Gadol. So what's the Yitzia there that of the pasuk that the Gemara is referring to? So Rashi writes, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, Kishiyotzei Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, L'achar tzas kafu machta, si v'yotzeva asa olosa. Rashi says that the yitzia there is referring to the yitzia after hotzas kafu machta. If you look at the Rashash in Chulon, he points out that Rashi in Yuman Lama Beis says that the yotzeva of the kra is referring to after the regular avodas seyom, after the ketores and the matan damim. So it's a stira, but according to the Rav, beautiful. You don't have to say it's a stira. Rashi's together highlighting that that there's this independent kiyumim of the bios v'yitzios on Yom Kippur. I mean, Mela, both of them have a din of yitzia. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's a jump to say that bios v'yitzia as part of something that's chaper is an avoda, to saying that bios v'yitzia on something which wasn't itself a kapara is kiyum an avoda. No, because you heard Rashi and Lamehim Bey said that the hotzos kafu machta is not a chaper.
Right.
So how you have bivol chaper bakodesh ad zeso, like that whole source for this idea.
Right, but the
Rav. So we're talking about bivol chaper bakodesh, not bivol stam bakodesh.
Right, but the Rav. I mean, according the Rav saying that according to his yisod that the bios the chi of prisha that for the yitzius and bios stem from the fact that they are mechaper bar kiyumim in the avodas hayom. So then you could say that any time the bios v'yitzios are a seder avodas hayom, there would be a chi of prisha.
Right, I think you could say that. I'm saying there's a jump there to say that
right,
you just
I
go
don't,
around
right,
something,
okay.
But
our
chaper could be kiyum in that, as opposed to saying that it's not bios v'yitzios, we count.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there a raya from the fact that the Gemara, the Rambam, and all the Rishonim, Ishtami, Bina, no one hinted to this?
Right. Yeah. I don't think Rabbi Yossi is hinted to the Rishon. I mean, even the Rambam.
Isn't that telling that
it's
a kasha? Why didn't if the Gemara thought like Rabbi Yossi, it should have been a kasha?
Right. Okay, we'll just end off with the Shitas HaRava. So, the Rav was in Mechalik between the Ketores Dehechal and Ketores Dehechal Shana, that the Chiyah Prisha is only a Chiyah Prisha for Avoda, for Ketores Dehechal, and in Yom Kippur is unique that it has a Chiyah Prisha B'Shas Bivi Yitziyah. But if you look in the Rambam, he seems to indicate not like that. The Rambam, in Tina Musaf and Gimel Gimel, right, so you're right, the Eishim Akirna Ketores Dehechal B'chol Yom, Horshin kolam min ha'echal min ha'ulam mizbeach lo yisham adam ad shi yotza zeh shehek tira ketores. So the Ram says that he seems to say that even for ketores tehechal there's a chiyah prisha. He doesn't mention b'shas knisa. He does say ad shi yetze zeh shehek tira, but he does mention it ad shi yetze zeh. And then for hazas damim he says v'chein b'shas shi yikanes b'dam chatos anas v'vim parshin makol min ha'ulam mizbeach ad shi yetze. So the Rav was bothered by the fact that why does the Rambam not mention any Chiyah Prisha for, once he says there's a Chiyah Prisha for Shas Knisa, for Azaz Dam, why doesn't he mention, why shouldn't we assume that the Ketores of Kol Shana should be different? And the Rambam does paskin like those Mashiach and Talmud that the Makir would have Ovo or Krovo come in with him, and that they'd only tell the Am to be Poresh right before he did the Ketores. So if there's no Chiyah Prisha B'Shas Knisa, so why is there a Chiyah Prisha B'Shas Yitzia? And why is there a difference between the Ketores and the Zastam? The Milchus Avram wanted to suggest based on Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Tvinu Musafin that he says that the Halachas HaKetores of Kol Shana is not an Avoda, in contrast to Halachas HaKetores in Yom Kippur, which is an Avoda. So, but in general, but the Halachas for the Zas Adam of Kol Shana is an avoda, so that's where the Rav's coming from. And the Rogachever seems to say this to Feirish, that the reason why the Rambam says there's only a Chiyah Prisha for Shas Knisa of Azos Adam is because though the Halachas Adam, that is an avoda, whereas Halachas Akhtoris Kol Shana is not an avoda. The problem with just saying that is then why does the Rambam say, he still says by the Ketores that there's a Chiyah Prisha, Achi Yetze Zeshik Ter Ketores. If there's what's the din of the Prisha B'Shas Yitzia, according to that approach? Unless you say it's just technically, we have to be parish only b'shas avodah. We're only just gonna be able to figure out. We just can't go in until he's actually come out. Then we know that he finished the avodah. One other mahalach I saw from the Sefer Ben Arya, he was in the Franco Rambam. So he wanted to say that really the Rambam holds that Anim Kippur and Kol Hashana is Zechir Prisha B'Shas B'Yitzia for everything. There's no what the Rav wanted to say within Rashi and Meiri that this that the Zechir Prisha B'Shas B'Yitzia only applies in Yom Kippur and not Kol Hashana. So the Rambam holds that no, it applies Kol Hashana. So why does the Rambam say there's no Zechir Prisha B'Shas Knisa for the Kitores? So he has a chiddush that the Chiyah Prisha would only be Chal when he's Nichnas without any Ikov to do that Kitores. But since Kol Hashana, you always had a new Kohen Hedyo coming in to do the Kitores, and if you look at the Mishnah and Talmud, it describes how Melamno so Shol Tichve, and it says that he only would be Matir once the Mamuna would tell him to. So you see that there was a Takana that he only could be Matir Kitores once he was given the Rishos. So the Sefer wanted to suggest that since Kol Hashana, he wasn't coming in with he was coming in, there was an ikah for him to do the Ketores, so we may let the din of Prisha would not be chal. Okay, Shpech.
Very good. Jared? Thursday? Soros?